Okay, Rabosai, we have a lot of ground to cover today. What I'd like to do is first cover what we left off with in terms of the Dinim of Hachazara on Shabbos, and then I want to move on to Hatmana, and this hopefully will take us, this will be the end of our brief review of Hilchos Bishul. Tomorrow is a Chazara day. The Bechina will be ready on Thursday. I'll submit the Bechina on the Shir WhatsApp group. People should just print it out or write their answers, type their answers, and send it back to me. Don't copy the entire Shir on your answers. That would be quite the. I'd prefer if you just send me a private message with the answers. We'll say it like that. Have the Bechina back for me, unless I give you special permission, have it back for me before Shabbos. So I'll hand it out on Thursday. I'll try to have it late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. The Bechina should be ready and hand it back to me before Shabbos. Okay, so last time we were learning, we were discussing the Din of HaChazara and the fact that the Mechaber basically says that unless it's Hinicho Agabe Karka, it is permitted to return it. The Rama adds additional requirements. Rama adds Oda B'yadon back to HaChazir, and we pointed out that the Pashtus and the Rama say you need both those conditions, although the Mishnah Berurah, the way we said it in the name of Shechter, Mishnah Berurah really complicates matters, and he says that even if it's Hinicho Agabe Karka, if it's Daito L'Hachazir, it's going to be okay. If it's Oda B'yadon, not Daito L'Hachazir, it's also going to be okay. Ad kan, yesterday's shiur. What we did not mention yesterday, Rav Shechter holds that you need both. You need Odin B'yado and Daito L'Hachzir, the Pashtus and the Ramah. We're not going to say that Daito L'Hachzir helps when Hiniyach HaGabi Karka. Right? That's the way Rav Shechter said it. Again, against the Maskana of the Mishnah Berurah. What we did not note yesterday is that there is a Ran. The Ran at the beginning of Perek Kira quotes from the Yerushalmi that all of the conditions for Hachazara are only necessary if a person took off the pot on Erev Shabbos and wants to return the pot on Shabbos. But if the person takes the pot off on Shabbos and wants to return the pot on Shabbos, so then the conditions of Hachazara are not necessary. The Ran quotes this b'shem the Yerushalmi, and Misham it ends up in the Rama basically quotes this shita of the Yerushalmi. V'yesham the kolze eno rishon and gimel sif base kolze eno aser rakish and nutlam and akimri ba'od yom v'lahetzir ad shechashecha abam lachom misham mishachashecha afil hinicha gabe karka is muter v'cheno hagen lahakel b'tanurim shalanu v'somchen adiveh mekilim. Right? Meaning, the Rama says that the practice developed to follow the Shita of the Ran, B'shem the Yerushalmi. The practice developed. It's good. Toiv lahachmir. You should be machmir. Like the Taz explains, although the Ran holds this way, the Pashtus and all the other Rishonim is not like that. And even according to the Ran, obviously, it's only permitted to be machazir if the food did not cool down. If the food mamish cooled down, so then there is no heter of hachazara. Ad kan. Now, a few things to be said about this Ran. The Ran is based on the Yerushalmi. It's chaf beis on the beis bedachi ha Yerushalmi. If you read the Yerushalmi, it, like many Yerushalmis, it may not say that. The Yerushalmi first has a line of if you take it off on Erev Shabbos and Hinicho B'Shabbos, then there are differences. But then the Yerushalmi moves off to the conversation. It sounds exactly the same as the Bavli. And if you look in the commentary in the back of the Yerushalmi, this is not a commentary that's on the Daf, but in the Perush of the Mare Haponim on the Yerushalmi, the Mare Haponim points out that he doesn't think the Yerushalmi is really saying what the Ran says it's saying. And I heard this from Rav Shechter also. Rav Shechter's like, how can you rely on this Ran? It's based on like a wrong girsa in the Yerushalmi, a wrong pshat in the Yerushalmi. I forgot exactly his nusach. And therefore, he doesn't think you should rely on this klava ikar. This, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, is actually very relevant because we have a million complicated shilas that could come up. If you look in the Sefer Archos Shabbos, footnotes like 78 and following until the end of Dinim of HaChazara, he deals with a number of questions. For example, just give you a couple of examples. Let's say Minhag Yisrael is that Friday night we eat chicken soup. Shabbos day we eat cholent. You have two pots. You take one pot off the fire and you put the pot down. You open the pot. V'hine hileya. Boom. It is your cholent. It's not your Friday night chicken soup. Are you allowed to put it back? On the one hand, it is not da'itola ha'chazir. Hinicho agabe shayish. If you put the pot on the counter, many of the achrenim assume that it depends where it is on the counter. It's a suffix in the Gemara about hinicho agabe safsal. Hinicho agabe shayish. Many of the poskim say there's some areas of the counter that is mamish right next to the stove top, and you're just going to put it right back in a moment. There are other areas of the counter that are farther away, where it's the equivalent of hiniach agabe karka. Karka means sasiluk. So what's the status over here? Do I assume that it's like hiniach agabe karka? Because it is, befolo. Or do I say no? Lemaisa, I didn't intend to remove it from the oven. So therefore, I didn't intend to remove it from the range top. And therefore, maybe there's no iser. Right, a similar shiloh comes up. Let's say the pot just falls off. Are you allowed to put it back? You had no das to remove it. Like the cholent, you had no das to remove the cholent. This issue is a machlokas between Rav Kiva Eger and Rav Shach in the Avi Yezri as to whether you need da'as chiyuvis lahatir or whether you need da'as shlilis la'esar. Does HaChazara become mutter only when you have a positive das to be matirit? Or does HaChazara become usser only when you have negative das? You have das not to do it. It happens, by the way, gentlemen, if you read the Yerushalmi, then Chaf Beis Amud Beis, there's a line in the Yerushalmi that it's not clear if it's a question or a statement, but it means something either like, how can you asser? You didn't say it's usser. Or it might mean fakert. Right? How could you say it's not usser when you didn't say it's mutter? You could read that line in the Yerushalmi both ways. I used to joke around that this is milachlekes between various segments of Klal Yisrael. Some people assume everything is usser until proven mutter. Some people assume everything is mutter until proven usser. Yesh harbe ladun b'nekuda hazot. But in all of these cases, in the Sefer Archos Shabbos, he points out that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is always Meiko, Rav Yoshev is always Machmir. When the pot falls off, when you take the cholent pot off, dozens of these types of cases. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is always Meiko. He says, listen, you have the Ran. The Ran would be Meiko no matter what. So once I have the Ran, so of course I'm Meiko. Rav Yoshev feels, no, you can't really be Meiko based on that ran. You can't even use the ran as a sniff lahakel. That seems to be the shayla. My understanding, when I spoke to Rav Shechter about these shaylas, so Rav Shechter is like, I don't understand the shaylas. You can't rely on the ran. The whole ran is based on this perish mut'eh b'dirmei ha'yirushalmi. You can't really rely on it. So now, these are the din of hachazara. Hachazara means that the pot was on the fire Bahaskalas HaShabbos, I want to return the pot to the fire on Shabbos. And effectively, are all of us on this call Ashkenazim? I think for all of us Yotzei Ashkenaz, maybe. I don't know if you count as being on the call because you're sitting right in front of me. But for Yotzei B'nei Ashkenaz L'cha'orah, you need Oidem B'yodai Da'atah L'ha'chazir in order to permit HaChazara. That's the halacha. And the pashtus is that since I have all these rules and regulations about when I can return a pot to the fire on Shabbos, that means that lacha'ora, hanocha betchila, to take food out of the oven, to take food, excuse me, out of the refrigerator, and put that food on the heating element on Shabbos, it is davar pashut that should be asur. Lacha'ora, right, the only kulas I have in Judaism are about hachazara. Right, when there's item beyond the data hachzir, or if you happen to be one of our Sephardic brethren, thank you, lady, for reminding us, right? So then it calls manchal hinichal gabikarka tzmutter. But that's all about when the pot was on the fire, b'haschas ha-shabbos. Hanocha b'tchilo, to put the pot back on the fire, it is to put the pot mitchilo on the fire on Shabbos, take the food out of the refrigerator. It is very, very difficult to be matir. So what kulas do I possibly have for heat to warm up food on Shabbos, food that was in the refrigerator? Is there any way to warm it up on Shabbos? Yes.
Just going back to coffee cups, is there any kind of like, is there any way that Sfarim would be mocking our coffee cups?
So the pashtus is for Sfarim, it should be more of a Svara lahakel. I think the Rambam never quotes the suffix in the Gemara about Tula Obamako and Hinicha Gabi Safsol. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that all those sfeikos in the Gemara we should be machmir on because it's like a suffix d'oraisa. We don't understand the Rabbeinu Chananel why he says like a suffix d'oraisa, but that's what he says. The Rambam doesn't quote any of those dinim, so the pashtus is, according to the Rambam, it's all going to be mutter. No, because Rama only writes Agabe Karka Zosa, Pashtas is everything else is mutter.
Right.
Again,
we said that Agabe Karka was like, that was like their countertops. Now we have countertops.
Yes. Again, you're saying that maybe our countertops is like Agabe Karka and should be usser. Perhaps. It's really hard to know. I know that Washington Heights kitchens tend to be smaller than kitchens in most places on the planet. And in Washington Heights, when you really masalik a kadir, you have to put it on the floor because they don't have that much counter space. No? If you have a large suburban kitchen, right? So then, Enochanami, I hear the svara. I live in the Heights. So that's all I'm saying. Now, the pashtus is that Nesina Mechadosh is going to be aser. Is there any heter to warm up food on Shabbos? So obviously, if the food is not fully cooked, so then you can be in violation of an iser of bishul. If the food is fully cooked, so then Shin Yud Chasif Tesvav says, Mutar lahanicho keneged hamadura. So you could put the food keneged hamadura, you can put the food opposite, near the fire. And we spoke about what near means. But the pashtus is that even b'makim shayad seledespo, it's going to be mutter, because that's like smicha. To put it next to the fire is like the same as next to the oven, and that's going to be okay. So that certainly is an eitza. Although practically speaking, it might not be the easiest thing to do because you might not have enough space to leave it next to the fire. There's also a further shaila that it says in Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Chasif Tesvav, that's mutar keneged hamadura, which means next to the fire this way, in a horizontal way. What about vertically? Is that called keneged also? Right? If you build up, instead of building side by side. So that seems to be a steer in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and it's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Chesif Tesvav only says Keneged HaMadura is Mutter. In Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Zayin and Se'if Ches, there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch as to whether it is Mutter to build up, whether that's also considered Keneged. And if it's permitted to put a keneged hamadura like a solid item, it's going to be permitted over here. The other opinion is that to build up is worse because it's ke'ilu, you're putting it mamish on the fire.
So the stilts left from Kanievsky doesn't work either.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because it could be that the stilts works again for Shehiyah. Right? In other words, it could be that's called Garfa Kutum for Shehiyah. But maybe for Hachazara, taking the food off, Enochanami, according to the second opinion of the Rabbi in the Yerucham, maybe Enochanami doesn't help. Right? I don't know if Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky takes any food out of his refrigerator and puts it on the stilts on Shabbos. I don't know. But that is the two opinions in Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Zayin and Ches versus Se'if Tesvav. We have a similar stira in Reish Nun Gimel. Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Hei says that it's Mutter Loseis Api Kedei Reschamin B'Shabes Tavshur Shin Espashal Me'er Shabes Kol Tzar Kegon Pnadesh Shuki Yotzi Mehen Lechamimon L'fi She'in Derech Bishol B'Kach. I could put a panadish on top of my kedera. That's Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Hei. A panadish is some type of calzone. I could put the calzone on top of a kedera. It's not derech bishul, so it's going to be okay. Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Hei. However, Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Gimel quotes from the Mordechai. The Mordechai talks about a case that someone wakes up in the morning and notices that the challant is burning, and you're worried that the challant might burn more. So in that case, what you could do is you could put a pot down and put the challant on top of that pot, but you have to fulfill all the conditions of Hachazara. Right? The Mechaber writes, Yochol ha-hosir la-haniach kedera yishana reikones api hakira. In other words, the Mechaber says that I could put that pot, the pot that I'm worried about burning, I could put it on top of the inverted pot, providing I don't put the shalant down on the ground, meaning I have to fulfill the conditions of Hachazara. So Nish'elat HaSheilah, there's a stira. Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Hei says I could put a pnadish, even l'chatchila, I could put a pnadish on top of the kedera. Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Gimel says I'm not allowed to. I can only do it if I fulfill the conditions of Hachazara. That would mean that Nesina B'tchila is definitely Usur. So this is a big discussion in the poskim. A huge discussion in the poskim. The Dogome Revava. The Dogome Revava assumes that the kula is only if it is a pnadish. Dogome Revava is this is all quoted by the Bir Halacha Dibra Hamaska B'Yizahar. The Bir Halacha writes that we have a steer in the Mechaber. But the Dogome Revava gives an answer that Pnadish is mutter. A Pnadish is something that is never cooked on a double-decker. So therefore, Pnadish is mutter. All other foods are going to be usser. That is the Dogome Revava. The Bir Halacha writes that hu daichik gadol, that the Dogome Revava is very dachuk. It doesn't seem that that's the correct pshat. Then the Bir Halacha quotes on the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says that the chiluk is that in Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Hei, where I permit Hanacha B'Tchila, that's talking about a Kedera Meleya. However, in Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Gimel, where we say that you have to fulfill the conditions of Hachazara, that's a Kedera Reikonis. Hasvar al-Chalik between the Kedera Reikonis and the Kedera Meleya seems to be that if it's a Kedera Reikonis, the pashtus is all that is a blech. It's very similar to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's blech. What I have is an inverted pot. So it's ke'ilu, I'm putting the food directly on the fire. That I'm not allowed to do. But if it's a full pot, so then the fire is heating that lower pot. The thing that I put on top of the lower pot, to put my food on top of the shalom pot, that's going to be okay. Because lemaisa, I'm heating the shalom pot, and this is ancillary. It's a second thing that ends up on top. That seems to be the mahalach of the prima. That is the mahalach of the prima godim, and that is the mahalach that the bir halacha prefers. What that would mean is that hanocha b'tchila is permitted al gabe a kedera maleya, but hanocha b'tchila is not permitted on a kedera rekonis. That seems to be the svara of the bir halacha. The Magen Avraham, however, has a different mahalach, which really relates to the dinim of bishul achar bishul. The Magen Avraham is in Shin Yud Ches Os Chaf Vav. The Magen Avraham is bothered by the stira in Shulchan Aruch, and he gives an answer that seems like if it's a solid food that was roasted or baked, so then I'm allowed to put it on top because the rule is that ein bishal achar bishal, ein tzli achar tzli, etc. But if the food is cooked, I can't put that food on top of the kedera because I have to worry about tzli achar bishal. Afia achar bishul. Something that was cooked in water, you're not allowed to put it in an area that's going to be heated by dry heat. That's what the Magen Avraham seems to say in Shin Yud Ches Sif Chaf Vav. Now, this is lo mekubal, because if this Magen Avraham be correct, I should not be able to put the food even besmicha. I should not be able to put the food next to the fire even this way. Right? The Magen Avraham is only saying it about building up, about the second level. Perhaps there's a chiluk within the Magen Avraham. Those of you who were in my shiur this past semester, I think I spent some time on it. But b'kitzur ma'aseh, the Magen Avraham has his distinction between solids and liquids. So I have three mahalchim to answer the stira about hanocha b'tchila. The pashtus is that you should follow the prima godim, which means only take food out of the refrigerator. And again, and I'm talking about solid food, food that was cooked, in the sense of baked in an oven. Only that type of food should you take out and put it on top of a pot. Food that was cooked in water, the pashtus says you should be choshish for the Magen Avraham and say it's aser. That would be, I'd say, the chumrah reading of Judaism, which I myself, Ezra Schwartz, I'm inclined to that approach. Rabbi Willig, however, and Chacham Ovadi Yosef, they both have an approach that is super makel, which says I'm allowed to take food out of the refrigerator, food in the sense of a potato kugel, something that is dry, a davar yavesh, it was baked beforehand. I'm allowed to take it out of the refrigerator and put it directly on the plata, directly on the plata is the hot plate. Providing it's a non-adjustable hot plate, says Rabbi Willig, it's permitted. And that's because Rabbi Willig develops the idea, based on the Chakira that we mentioned 2 days ago. What's the lomdes of Hachazara? Is it like the Rabbeinu Tam says, Shema Yechata, or is it like the Ran who says it's Mechzika Mevashel? Rabbi Willig tainas that if it is hanocha b'tchila, it's usar al shema yachata. Memela. And, right, memela, if I have a non-adjustable hot plate, there's no concern of shema yachata. You can't adjust it. You want to be choshesh that it's mechzikim avashel? Says Rabbi Willig, there's no mechzikim avashel on a non-adjustable hot plate because it is called a plata shel Shabbat. It's called a Shabbos plata. Right? Now, called Shabbos plata probably means that's not called mechalo Shabbos plata. It's called shomesh Shabbos plata. And therefore, there's no mechzikim avashel. No one cooks on this. There's no shema yachata. Therefore, I could take, says Rabbi Willig, my kugel and put it directly on my non-adjustable hot plate, Shalom Yisrael. That's Rabbi Willig's mahalach. If you read, just let me finish up for 2 minutes and then I'll take your question, Nady. If you look in Rabbi Willig's Hebrew language sefer, he has a haskama, which I call a non-haskama. Rav Neubert, the author of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, writes, you know, you wrote a nice book on Hilchos Shabbos, everything is based on Makoros, but your kula to take food out of the refrigerator and put on the non-adjustable hot plate, it's just wrong. Because some people cook there. And in fact, in many of the later Svarim, they quote that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach feels that you should not put food on the non-adjustable hot plate, directly on the non-adjustable hot plate on Shabbos. But if you use an inverted pan, so Reb Shlomo Zalman says, in that case, there's really no mechzikim avashel. I personally am inclined like Rav Neubert, and I'll tell you a story why. A couple of years ago, one of the buildings in the Heights did not have power, did not have gas for a very long time. So people were using electric to cook. And a few families said, I don't need to buy a new electric burner. I'll cook on my plata. Kach asu. That means that they cooked on it. That means, I don't know if you could say it's not mechzikim avashel. Because that building there on Wadsworth Avenue, I know many holy Jews, and they mamish cooked on their platas. So my preference is, my general mahalach in life, by the way, is that it's not kedai to be mekel if it's very easy to be machmir. Over here, it's very easy. You take an inverted pan. You can use like a baking sheet. You take a baking sheet, you put it on top of the plat, and then you put the food on, and you yotze l'chol adeis. Right? The Ran writes in Psachim that we have a suffig, whether you need Haseba, first two kaisis, last two kaisis. Zek the Ran, Haseba is so easy, may as well do it by all. But if you have an easy thing to do, do it. Right? You may as well be machmir if it's really easy. The fact that Ran assumes that Haseba is easy itself is interesting. No, for us, Haseba is like one of the hardest mitzvahs. It's like Shnai Mikra Bechatargum. It's like the hardest mitzvah in Judaism, no? You should never yotze. But it seems to me that hanocha b'tchila on top of a plata is going to be questionable because of the mechzikim avashel angle. But if it is on top of an inverted pan on the plata, even if it's not a full pan, it's going to be okay. Certainly, on top of a kedera milea, the prima godim cited in the Bir Halacha and Sif Gimel, Reish and Gimel Sif Gimel, is mekel. Nene, how's Judaism?
How does it solve the
steer in Shulchan Aruch? It solves the steer in Shulchan Aruch because Reish Gimel Sif Gimel that says it's aser is talking about a kedera reikonis. Reish and Gimel Sif Hey is talking about a Kedera Malaya. That's why the Prima Gadam answered the Stira. Right? Now, they are talking about cases where things are adjustable, and there's a real chash shami yachata. Once I am in our world, that things are non-adjustable, it's a different conversation. In other words, this whole conversation of Rabbi Willig and Rav Neubert, etc., is not coming to answer the Stira in Shulchan Aruch. It's coming, practically speaking, if there's no shami yachata, that's Shaykh, so what's the din?
Yeah,
Rabbi Vadya, correct. Rabbi Willig is basically saying Rabbi Vadya, there's no Shami Yachata on our hot plates. Right.
Yeah,
Rabbi Vadya does not rely on that Svara. This one is no Shema Yechata in our days because you're just adding gas, etc. Like that Svar that Rav Moshe has, or the Svar that because it's gas, which doesn't decrease in right wood over time, the fire goes down, gas doesn't. Those are Chacham Avadya says, but he doesn't hold of them lamasa lamasa.
That's Shehiya. This is a Chazar. A Chazar, he passes like the run over being a time. He passes like the run over being
a time. Again, like, nothing is clear. The Pashtus is, like I said before, that if it's easy, if you want to know practical halakha, if it's easy to be machmir, you should be machmir. That's my general approach. It happens that the standard approach of many people is they follow Rabbi Wellig. The standard approach, I think, in modern Orthodox homes is they take food out of the refrigerator and they put it directly on the non-adjustable hot plate. And certainly Yesh HaMilismo, Rabbi Willig is Mekel, Chacham Avadya Zecharo Livracha is Mekel. I'm not convinced. Right? If you look in Rav Rimon Sefer, page 346, he quotes the Rav Shlomo Mezamen that we mentioned earlier. I'm not convinced that, what's it called? I'm not convinced that's Kedai to be Mekel like Rabbi Willig. Let's go on, gentlemen. These are the dinim of, we did Shehiya, we did hachazara, we did hanocha betchila, taking food out of the refrigerator, putting it on the oven. What about hatmana? So hatmana is interesting. There's an entire parak bametomnin. And parak bametomnin distinguishes between hatmana bedavar hamusif hevel and hatmana bedavar hamaymid hevel. Hatmana bedavar hamusif hevel, the Gemara tells me on daf lamed dalet, is also even may Erev Shabbos. If something increases heat, so it's also even may erev Shabbos. Hatmana bedavar hamaymid hevel. Hatmana was something that just retains the heat, does not allow the heat to dissipate, but does not actually increase the heat. Hatmana bedavar hamaymid hevel is also only on Shabbos. Hatmana bedavar hamaysif hevel from erev Shabbos is an iser shema yatmin beremetz. You might come to be matmin with hot coals, which might lead to being to mixed dancing. It might lead to Shami Yechata B'Gecholam. Hatmana by Davar Hamaymed Hevel is Usar because of Shami Yartiach. The fact that I am being matmin the food, that shows I want the food really hot. If you're worried that you want your food to be really hot, there's a concern that you might actually boil your pot. So that is why Hatmana by Davar Hamaymed Hevel is Usar on Shabbos, because of Gezer Shem Yartiach. Again, that's the Gersa according to Rashi. Many of Rishonim have the Gersa five carats. We'll just learn like Rashi. Now, Davar Hamosef Hevel, the Mishnah tells us the beginning by Metomnin, means Ein Tomnin, Lo Begefes, right? You shouldn't use the residue from the olive press for Hatmana, stuff like that. We don't have this anymore. Not only do we not have it, we don't understand how that stuff is Maisif Hevel. I had a Svara that it's something like a composting pit. Do any of you guys do composting? If not, the question is why not, right? Because it's very good for the environment, right? Why fill up our landfill? But composting basically is that organic matter gets mixed together and it creates fertilizer. It's a Gevaldika thing. Composting, a good composting pit gets hot over time, no? If you pass by a composting pit, you'll notice that there is heat there. It seems to me that what Chazal meant by Davar Hamosif Hevel is the composting pit. But Lemaisa, none of us are matmin in our composting pit. None of us take our pot and on Erev Shabbos put it in the composting pit so that it is hot, right? Again, maybe some of you do it. Please don't tell me because I'll just say that you're weird. But the fact is, we don't really have Davar HaMosif Hevel. Nonetheless, it's possible that we do. And that's because of Machlokes between the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ran quotes from the Ramban, and he quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah, a shaila of as follows. If I have a pot that was cooked Kol Tzarko, Me Erev Shabbos. So it's Shehiya, that's Mutter. If you have a pot that wasn't cooked Kol Tzarko, but it's on top of a Blech Me Erev Shabbos, Shehiya's Mutter. Then I cover that pot with a towel. A towel is a dover that's maimed hevel, no? A towel is zicher. A towel certainly does not add heat. Do I say that 0 + 0 = 0? That since the shehiyah is mutter, and it's Erev Shabbos, so covering it with a towel, dover maimed hevel is mutter from Erev Shabbos? So 0 + 0 is mutter. That's what the Ramban says. However, the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonah, they come and they say, no, 0 + 0 = usser. The towel now becomes mosif hevel. Since the towel is agabe, the kira, so the towel is mosif hevel, and therefore it's going to be a problem. In the Siman Rishon and Zion, we paskin that you're not allowed to be matmin with the 0 + 0. We paskin that that's usur. Nonetheless, in the Sefer Shirat Hayam, which is used to study for Rabbanut Tzmicha, and Rav Rimon, I believe, refers to this in a footnote, they point out that there are some Sephardi communities that have a minhag to be makel on this. Now that's a difficult thing for a Sephardi to be makel on because it's against Maran HaMchaber. Right? How can you be makel on the 0 + 0 when Rishon Zion Sif Aleph says it's going to be usur? It could be that this minhag predated the Shulchan Aruch. There are certain Sephardic communities who've had this minhag. Algeria has had this minhag for a very long time. It could be it predated the Shulchan Aruch. But Lamaisa, even Chacham Ovadia, Hamekol Mikol Adam, even Chacham Ovadia feels that you should not be mekol against the Shulchan Aruch on this issue. So we assume that that is the one case of Davar Ha Mosif Hevel, because we pass on like the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that 0 + 0, if you have a Shehiyah HaMuteres with a towel, that makes it into Hatmana by Davar Ha Mosif Hevel. There are certain kulas of Hatmana in Rishon and Zion Sif Beis. There's a kula of Hatmana that to cover a pot, to put the pot cover on it, is not called Hatmana. And that's because your kavana is not lahatman. Your kavana is, because you live in the heights, you're worried, shalom, you kansu bo achbarim. Right? Vani lo rotze leva'er hadavar. Right? But you don't want the achbarim to get into your pot. So therefore, that's why you cover it. It's interesting that by hatmana, more than other isurim derabbanan on Shabbos, we cheshbin what your kavana is. That's what it says in Rishon Zion Sif Beis. Mikom akom lasum kli al hatavshil kedei l'shomreu min ha'achborim o kedei shelo yistanef ba'afruris. It's mutter. She'ein zeh matmin l'hochem ela kishomer. If the hatman is done kishomer, it is mutter. One of the issues that comes up is, am I allowed to put a kishka in chaland and wrap the kishka with aluminum foil? Now, the Chazon Ish is meko on hatmona ba'eichlim and b'mashkim in general. The Gemara in Daf Mem on the base in Shabbos speaks about Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi falls Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi into the base Amerchat, and he says, Toba klisheni v'tein, shma mina that klisheni enum avashal, that's what the Gemara says. Frek the achrainim, how are you allowed to take the oil and put it in the water to heat it up? Shouldn't that be osar al tatmana? Zuk the Chazon Ish, that hatmana is only if you wrap a food item or a food container in a non-food. But if you put it in a food, it's going to be mutter. So according to the Chazon Ish, hatmana ba'eichlim is for sure okay. So there is zero problem putting the kishka in the chalant. The Mishnah Brura, however, is machmir on Hatmana Ba'eichlim. So according to the Mishnah Brura, is there any heter to put the kishkin in the chalent? The answer might be that if your kavana is not lahatmin, but your kavana is lishmar es ha'ochel, to protect the food, meaning if you leave your kishka in the chalent unwrapped, if the kishka is not covered with the tinfoil, your kishka is going to be mitparer. Your kishka will fall apart. You'll have kishkas instead of a kishka. Right? So if that's the case, since your kavana is not lahatmin, so it should be mutter. Even according to the Mishnah Berura. Now, Rav Rimon comments, however, that you can only say that your kavana is not lahatmin in the sense of insulating it, if you have one level of tinfoil. But if I wrap the tinfoil again and again and again, it's like the tefillin, you go seven times, right? If you wrap the kishka again and again and again, so presumably your kavana really is to insulate. So b'kahai gam, that's going to be a problem. That's what Rav Rimon tainus. There's something called naval pastrami. Right? Naval pastrami also. The shaila is, you cook it in water and you leave it cooking for many hours. Or sous vide. Sous vide is this method of cooking that you keep the water at a very exact temperature. It's actually relatively low. It's around 130 degrees Fahrenheit. And you leave it there for like 24 hours. And the meat ends up being a very tender, tasty meat. That's sous vide. Is there a din of hatman in sous vide? So again, according to Chazanish, it's okay. According to the Mishnah Brura, it's problematic. If, however, your whole kavan is that the meat should be good, lishmar sa'eichel, so for sure it's going to be okay. Reb Usher Weiss wrote a tshuva originally assering cooking in sous vide. Then he sent another tshuva to Ari Zatz from yeshiva here, from Tinek, right? Where he changed his mind and he felt that the sous vide is not going to be a problem. Let's just try to finish Hatzmana for two more minutes. I'm happy to take questions after. There's another shaila that the Rishonim address by Hatmana, which is what's called insulating. The Rabbeinu Chanan at the beginning of Parakira has the assumed that Hatmana b'miksas is called Hatmana. Meaning, if I put food, I put a pot, and it's just covered at the bottom, so it's going to be, according to Rabbeinu Chanan, Hatmana b'miksas is going to be called Hatmana. And therefore, all of Parakira, Rabbeinu Chanan says, the pot cannot be directly on the gecholim. If it's directly on the gecholim, that's hatmana. Rather, the pot is on a tripod. The pashtus is that most Rishonim disagree with the Rabbeinu Chanan, and they say that it's only a problem of hatmana if it's really mutman, but hatmana, just the bottom of the pot, is not called hatmana. Nonetheless, the Mechaber paskins that hatmana b'miksas is hatmana. What? The Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Chanano, Nachon. The Mechaber paskins Hatmana b'miktsas is Hatmana. The Rabbeinu Tam, and it's cited in the Ramah, in Rishonim Kes, Rabbeinu Tam says that Hatmana b'miktsas is not Hatmana. The Shaila is, though, what is Hatmana? If Hatmana b'miktsas is not Hatmana, so there is a steer in the Chayil Adam and a steer in the Mishnah Brura. What is called Hatmana? Do I assume it's only called Hatmana if it's Hatmana Bekulo, if the entire thing is covered? Or do I assume that Rubo Kekulo? This was Nogeya for the conversation years ago about the crock pots, right? Again, I'm talking about a crock pot that has an insert. So over there, you have a heating element at the bottom, but it's mutman besides the little bit at the top. If you hold Hatmana, it has to be Bekulo, Bekulo, Bekulo. So then the crock pot is not a problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva and the Igros Moshe assumes that to be Osar Al Hatmana has to be Hatmana Bekulo. That's what one Mishnah Berurah says. However, the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosher in Rabbi Bleich's article about crockpots, in I think it's Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 5, he has a lengthy discussion. He points out that those Rishonim who talk about Hatzmana Bekulo do not use the Lashon Hatzmamish Bekulo. That Rubo Kekulo is also going to be a problem. Therefore, the crockpot should be an issue. The best way to solve the crockpot issue is you put marbles. So you put an empty tuna can or something at the bottom of the crockpot. And that way, that it's going to be Shalapa Avira. That way, air will go through. There used to be some svarim that said that the way you solve the Hatman issue in the crockpot is that you line it with tinfoil. L'cho'era, that makes it worse. That makes it worse because now it's more mutman, right? So I don't understand what they were thinking, but Ashkenazim paskim, the Hatmana b'miktas is not a problem. That's a standard Ashkenazi psak. However, once again, the Chazon Ish breaks ground. The Chazon Ish, based on that same Gemara, the Chazon Ish argues that he thinks Hatmana b'miktas is going to be that Hatmana b'miktas is going to be a problem, like the Mechaber says. The Vilna Gaon also might indicate that Hatmana b'miktas is a problem. It's very hard to know, Lamaisa, what the din is. Hatmana b'miktas, again, we have like all these sfeikos. It's entirely possible you could be makel. I don't think that's so difficult. But again, in line with my general approach in life, that if it's easy to be Mahmir, why not? So then maybe putting marbles is not a bad idea. However, the putting of the marbles is not as easy because it doesn't always work. So the best thing to do would be that you get a crock pot that does not have, it's not a pot that has an insert. You get a crock pot that is just a flatbed. The advantage of a crock pot that is just a flatbed is also that it allows hachazara more easily. When we were talking about Hachazara way back when, like the beginning of today's shir, we did not note that the Gemara says beferish that although Hachazara is mutter, it's only Hachazara al gabo. Hachazara l'toicho is going to be usher. Now, the pashtus is Hachazara l'toicho is usher because since it's hotter, there's more of a concern of Shami Yechata. There are some who maintain that our crackpots with an insert is like Hachazara l'toicho and it's going to be a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say not like that. The Aruch HaShulchan writes HaChazara L'Tocho is only usher if you have two options. You can do HaChazara Al-Gaba, but you can do it at Betocho. So then Betocho shows that you want it hotter, that's why it's a problem. But our crackpots, you can't do Al-Gaba, so it should be okay. But Lamaisa, if I have a flatbed crackpot, I for sure solve the problem that HaChazara is okay, providing you put a blech, some tinfoil underneath it, because Hachazara is only mutter if it's Goruf v'katum. And when you have that, so l'cha'ira, you do not have an issue of Hatmana b'miktas. Now, if Mordechai Eliyahu disagrees with all this, and Mordechai Eliyahu, I'll be done in 1 minute, says that he thinks it is considered a din of Hatmana b'miktas, because l'maisa, the pot is touching the piece of metal that's right on top of the coil. So that's like Hatmana b'miktas. However, the Minhag HaOlam, and therefore Mordechai Eliyahu developed his own type of plata. I don't know if you can even buy them in America. Lemais? What?
Is that even the plata a problem?
Yeah, even black is a problem, because Hatmana b'miktas. However, the Pashtus, the Balei HaTosfos point out, that Hatmana b'miktas means if I have a substance that you could be matmin the kedera. I have coals, I have gefes, it's something that's granular, I could build it up and be matmin the kedera. I have metal on top of my heating element. There ain't no way, right, that you could, unless you ask an 8-year-old boy who could destroy anything and whatever, but there's no way that you can really be matmin with it. If that's the case, so one could make a strong case that even according to those, the Sfarim, to the Chazanishnik, so Machmer on Hatmana b'miktas, that that's only bedavar sheroi lios Matmin Bitocho. Okay, gentlemen, so this was our brief review of Hilchos Shabbos. I personally enjoy giving these Chazara Shiurim because it forces me to try to remember Hilchos Shabbos, which I don't know if you've noticed, but it's actually relevant every single week from Friday sundown until Saturday night, right? Who would have guessed, right? There's Shabbos once a week. Again, the bechina will be b'li neder be'ezras Hashem yisparach on Thursday and try to hand it in to me before Shabbos. Chazer, know the dinim. I'm available for any questions that you have. I'll stay now if people have questions. I'll stay for a few minutes and like WhatsApp me, send a carrier pigeon, an owl. Hagrid, I believe, does not have much work now. So you can send him if you have shayfas to him, and I'm happy to answer your questions. Yeah. Okay. Any questions?
Does the Shulchan Aruch really even have mandam mitzvahs? Because he's talking about on top of coals and mam.
Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch, I think, is really talking about hatmana. That's assumed to be hatmana b'mikzas. That's on top of the coals. The coals are at the bottom. Now, again, it could be the straw that we just said a minute ago from the Tisus, because it's a teeny bit at the bottom. It's mutman, that lowest level of the pot. But that's what's called hatmana b'mikzas.
But now the platter is made of metal.
Right, so that was our Svar Lahaka that we just mentioned at the end against Mordechai Eliyahu. Right.
But also in the Chalam Pot, there's a gap. It's not actually on top of the...
Yeah, so that gap is probably not so significant. That gap, it doesn't do anything to cool it down, so it's hard to assume that that gap really changes the Halacha Klavi Ikar. Ben, you had a comment?
Yeah, can Rabbi repeat the Magen Avraham about how he resolves the Stira in Shulchan Aruch?
So I thought the Magen Avraham is saying... Azoi. I thought the Magen Avraham was saying that the Isser of putting Hanocha Betchila is because there's an Isser of Afiya Achar Bishul. So if the food was cooked in water beforehand, I can't put it on top of a source of dry heat. But if the food was baked or roasted beforehand, then I can. Right, so the Magen Avraham Bozeh answers the Stira. Now, again, I'm telling you what I think the pshat in that Magen Avraham Shenil Chesif Katan Chafav is. Look it up. We could fight about it, but I think that's the pshat in the Magen Avraham. There are many Achrenim who don't assume that's pshat, but Nirlofi Anias Daiti, that what I just said is the best read of the Magen Avraham. Okay, gentlemen. Zeigebencht, Yakir, it's great to see you. Keep the faith. Okay. Shgayach. Yakir, you have a question? Maybe not.